Turn off the Zoom recording.
Oh, you remember? You know why you remembered?
Why?
Because you asked. I know. Recording stopped. You.
I know.
Because if you, it always happens that way. When you at, like, if I ask Mark, hey, I need to get up at such and such time in the morning.
All right. I need to
make sure that I get up.
I need to take a look, here at what Lamont Cranston is saying in the chat room, because I see Chevy Chase and I had some questions about Chevy Chase. SNL rant time. Chevy Chase is complaining that he wasn't asked to be on stage during the 50th anniversary special. Fuck him, said Lamont Cranston, all uppercase. He was on the show for a year or two and has treated everyone like shit his whole career. Oh no, that's not the mother on the gulp. Okay. I have always heard that. And have you always heard that, Adam, that Chevy Chase is just like a complete asshole and just like a complete pain in the ass to work with? I don't, and stuff like that.
I don't pay much attention to Chevy Chase.
No, I don't. General, I don't either. Yeah, but there's a documentary
I think
that just
I've heard that. Yeah,
there's a documentary that just came out about him. Called like I'm Chevy Chase and you're not, or something like that. And the director in the interview about the documentary, she was like, oh, he was the most insufferable asshole that I've ever worked with. And he was there in the interview. He was like, and was I though? Was I really? So it's just such a weird, he's such a weird person.
He's still alive.
Yeah. No, he is.
I don't think he's done anything in a while. But
no, he hasn't, because he's treated everyone so badly.
Oh, yeah,
that nobody
he's
wants
still
to do
it. Because he was mad because he wasn't included to be on the stage. Duh, what am I talking
about? He was on the stage at the end of the show, but he wasn't asked to be in the sketch. Like he was going to be in the weekend, because he was the first weekend update anchor. Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he thought, oh, I should have been in that bit or whatever. But it was just like, that's, you know, you were only on the show. I mean, Lamont's right. He was only on the show for two seasons. He's just a total dick. Anyway, let's talk. Speaking of total pricks, are you listening to this little fatty cast?
Yeah, but you know, my memory's bad. So, but yes, I do listen to it. Yeah.
So, their new theme song is awesome. I do like the new theme song a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But Larry Vader is so, like, he cannot help but make jokes constantly about our audio quality while he, you know, has problems with his own audio quality.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
No. What I'm saying is that he just does it in such a tired and insufferable way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not like a new funny joke or something like that. It's just like, you know, oh, well, the mix with their quality sound is like, well, fuck you. We do have quality sound. What do you want? What do you want me to say? We both have spent nearly $1,000 on equipment to make sure that we sound, you know, good. I mean, that's fine. That's just the nature of the beast. But Why move on? We've heard these jokes before.
Oh, it's just a bit. It's just a
bit.
The more you talk about it, the more he's going to want to do it.
No. But here's the thing. This alone is not what makes him insufferable. What makes him insufferable is everything he does is the most important thing that's ever been done. And no one's ever done it in the same way, or as grandly, or as efficiently as he has. Right? It's like everything is that way. And he's talking about I'm getting to it.
Are you seeing a little bit of yourself?
What? No.
Are you seeing a little bit of yourself?
That is not me at all. He went to he planned to have this Christmas dinner.
Yeah. He cooked a bunch of stuff.
Cooked a bunch of stuff.
Remoulade sauce, shrimp.
Remoulade. And what the fuck is that? No, in the South, we eat tartar sauce on our shrimp. What the fuck are you? Not remoulade sauce. We eat tartar sauce. It's like the only people that eat remoulade sauce are people in Louisiana and like in the Mississippi Gulf Coast or something like that. Like, and that's more fancy people. Like remoulade sauce is fancy. Tartar sauce is it stripped down to its bare parts.
I was trying to think if I've ever had remoulade sauce on anything. I'm not sure if I have.
So anyway, but cheesecake. Here's the thing. The people he are inviting are these old ladies that love to make these cakes. They love to make they've had a recipe for this cake that was handed down from their mom, and this cake is their pride and joy. Like, this is the thing that they were known for at the covered dish dinner. This was a thing that every PTA gathering, they're just like, oh, is Linda here? Oh, is her lemon cake also? Oh, I've got to get me a piece of that lemon cake. Oh, Linda, you make the best lemon cake. Anyway, these are things that these ladies, and he's going, no, you can't make your cake. No, you can't do that because I'm going to make a cheesecake, Adam, a fucking cheesecake. Do you know how boring a cheesecake is? It's like a cheesecake.
Didn't he do an Oreo crust?
Yeah.
I hate Oreo crust.
Because he couldn't get any peppermint bark. So it was originally going to be a peppermint bark cheesecake. And I'm just like, all right. Yeah, you're just taking a regular fucking cheesecake and you're crumbling up the Oreos and you're rolling it so that the Oreos are around the sides, you know, of it, and then maybe sprinkled across the top or whatever.
But at the end
of the day, it's just a fucking cheesecake. That's it. There's nothing special about a cheesecake. And yet, here you had these old ladies that had centuries of wisdom handed down from your lineage, from your ancestors. But you're like, no, I know best. You will have my, he could have made anything. He didn't have to make a cheesecake. He knew they wanted to bring cakes. He could have made something else. He could have made a smoked turkey. He could have made, something else.
Didn't he do most of the meal?
He did the prime rib and he did some sides and,
the dessert. Yeah.
And a horrible,
and a cocktail?
Yeah, a horrible freezer martini. What was that? It was just like,
yeah, well, martini.
You take a bottle of vodka and then you pour some water in it and then some olive juice and then you shake it all up and you put it in the freezer and then it's a freezer martini.
You pour out
vermouth. You put the vermouth in it.
No. You pour out enough of the vodka to mix whatever you want your ratio to be. You pour out that amount of vodka, replace it with olive juice.
No.
Assuming you like water. Olive juice.
Water.
No, olive juice.
Water and olive juice.
I swear to God, no, there was no water.
There is always water. I don't know
where you're getting water.
Because when you shake a martini, that's what's happening is it's melting the ice and it's water. There is water in a normal martini.
I mean, go back and listen to the podcast. His recipe had no water in it.
All right. Oh, are we going to bet?
Yeah.
We
can bet.
All right. Well, the sad thing is we can't get there because they have a stupid fucking website. What is their web address? The LFC.online.
I think so.
Which just looks like the elf. The LFC online. It's just like the LFC online. Let's see. That is a hideous picture of Big Fatty. Let's see, recent podcast. The hats are sitting around in the dark. Was it that one? Was it that one?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Is this a fitting session?
A fitting session.
Yes, for you.
Yeah. So, anyway, yes, all, Chris. Okay. Speaking of listeners, y'all, we had an e-letter, and I could not have been happier. Like, I needed that because, y'all, he sent that, but y'all went up to Hatville on Quorma Eve and said, that sounds like a terrible idea. But either way, after Barb's quick visit, y'all, I got on the road and
I feel like this was the barn section,
which used to be its own store, but pretty good job at making it sound delicious, didn't I? In a little publication, y'all, it's not good. But anyway,
probably best not to say that.
Well, I never said it was good either. I know of the skull,
apple casserole. And then for dessert, there was, I think I am.
Flanders.
Yeah, no, it wasn't on that show. So it's not the hats are sitting around in the dark.
No, it's the Lawrence. That's the one after Christmas.
Yeah. Ooh, it's chilly outside.
Six. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Curious. I guess we're still technically mid-40s, but... at Christmas, I said, why don't you come over and sit with your brother,
Christmas Spectacular.
That's a nice idea.
You two can
talk and catch up.
Y'all, then I got to get her home. He just, you know, do all that. And then, y'all, I was going to leave on Thursday, like in the wintertime. I'm not going to buy that. And so, y'all, it upsets his tummy. So we made the mistake of introducing him to the probiotic water.
Right.
And so I would, but y'all,
I don't think I've heard this. Everyone, is this the most recent one? Like
if they are dead or alive.
It's not this one because I haven't heard this one.
So it's the 2025 Crema Prex Spectacular.
Maybe. That's the one before Christmas.
Tootie, my cousin Tootie and I.
There it goes. Tootie.
You know,
was Tootie. It was
Tootie. It was Tootie.
Well, she got it.
It was Tootie.
But okay. So Tootie and I got together, and Tootie bought the prime rib. Actually, I think the Hatterina gave her cash money to use for it.
Oh, good.
But she gave her $60 and said, I hope that'll be enough. And I think we just said, yes. That,
oh, I remember I was leaving Publix when I was listening
That's
to
good.
This.
That's good. Because, you know, whatever.
Because even on sale at the Vonzies, it was $9.99 a pound.
Yeah.
Last he talks about the vodka recipe right. as I yeah. got Which into is,
see,
my
that's
subdivision.
That's how this all started, is because the Vonzies had the really good sales on the prime rib at the Crema. And so that's how Tootie and I started this, because it was like, well, we might.
By the way, every time he says Tootie, I can only think of Tootie from Facts of Life.
Me too. So when you and Tootie are together, is it kind of like Tootie Fruity?
Yes. Tootie Fruity and Ike.
That was a good one, Fatty. That was a good one. Yes.
And so Tootie Fruity and Ike. And so Ike, y'all, he's got one of them Traeger machines, the smokers. And so y'all, he. Yeah.
Oh, I looked at this.
Miss Bacon has one of those.
She does. She does. Okay. You know, the Traeger.
Take a guess, Adam. Take a guess at what just a standard Traeger grill. Because remember, I'm looking for a new grill. Tell me what you think a Traeger grill goes for.
$800.
If only, Adam. If only they would go for $800. I may even consider that. You know, I know you like to think that I am a cheapskate or you know, whatever. That I'm very frugal or whatever. Just a regular Traeger grill, you know, the Ironwood series, starting at $1,999.99. So say start at $2,000.
Well, I mean, that, excuse me, that is expensive, but
for a grill,
if you really are into grilling,
no,
I guess. You'd pay that much for a computer?
No, I wouldn't.
How much was the one you're on right now?
I have it written down somewhere because I built it. I want to say it was under 2,000.
I bet you were over the 1,500 mark.
Yeah, it was over the 1,500 mark.
So you would get close. To that amount.
Continuing on, we have a bet here, Adam. We got to continue. You're trying to distract me.
A good Traeger. But anyway, Mike loves cooking the prime rib, so that's his contribution. So he's doing that, and then I'm doing the shrimp with the remoulade dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I'm doing caviar dip. We are going to see how well this goes over with the Hattie
Don't
people.
Don't tell them what it is.
Right. Well, Tootie. Tootie knows.
Yeah, Tootie knows
right,
everything.
But don't tell anybody else.
Don't
y'all,
tell
I'm doing, we're starting the meal with freezer door martinis.
There we go.
Which is a terrible idea, for the record. Tootie and Larry both acknowledge that this is a bad idea.
Okay. Now he's about to tell us what is in a fridge door martini.
There is no water. No water.
My recollection is that there is, you dump out some vodka, you put in water, and then you put in some olive juice, and then you can put in a little vermouth if you like vermouth, and then you shake it up and put it in the freezer.
And my recollection is you pour out vodka, you fill it up with the rest of the way with olive juice, and then you save the vermouth to like spray when you actually pour the drink.
No, he didn't say any of that. All right, here we go.
Because y'all, we do Christmas lunch. Crema lunch. And so we do this promptly at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Well, and so
you did say you were doing it at the hat. So I think it's very appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we're doing it. Because Tootie said, do you want me to bring the wine? And I said, I've already made the freezer door martinis. They're in the freezer. And y'all, all that is you buy a good bottle of vodka, whatever you'd make your martini out of.
Yep.
And you pour out about a cup of the vodka ish. Yep. If you get a 1.75 bottle.
Ish.
And then you put in about 3/4 of a cup of water. And about, a little less than a quarter cup of like briny, like olive juice.
Oh, well, I'm wrong.
And then if you want vermouth, you just put in your drop of vermouth, you shake it, and then you put the whole bottle in the freezer. And that way, when people show up, they're ice cold.
Yeah, so there you go. So,
I totally screw. And I would think the water would separate from the alcohol and freeze separately.
It will, but so it would be no, like, it would, it will, but it, well, it may, it would be just like ice, little ice cubes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like little ice slivers or whatever, which you would, you
well,
you know,
would it, or would it, through. Would it separate like oil and water do? And you'd have a layer of ice and a layer of alcohol.
I don't know because I don't drink martinis. So I'm not going to do this myself. Like I'm not going to experiment with this.
I don't have a bottle of vodka currently. So
I do, but again, I don't drink those things. I don't drink those things. How dare you? How dare you? Hey, do you want to hear the there was something that I was
and also the olive juice would freeze.
Yeah,
as well.
I know.
So you'd have olive juice ice.
All right, I'm gonna ask.
Or does the alcohol keep the other stuff from freezing?
Ira, Daniel.
Hey, I just heard about this freezer door martini thing where you basically, you dump out some vodka, you put in water and pickle juice, and then shake it in with maybe some vermouth. Shake it and put it in the freezer door, and then you can serve martinis that are pre-made in ice. Is that a thing, or was that just something that this person made up?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a thing. People come up with all sorts of clever hacks for serving cocktails. So the idea is you've got your freezer martini all ready as a go, and then anytime you want one, you just pour it straight out of the bottle, and it is perfectly chilled. So, yeah, it's a neat little trick.
Why doesn't the water freeze back to ice when it's inside the vodka bottle?
Exactly, that's a great question. So the vodka basically has a lower freezing point than just water on its own. So when you mix them together, the alcohol kind of prevents the water from fully freezing. And that's what keeps your martini nice and pourable straight from the freezer. So yeah, it's a fun little science trick in your glass. Are you thinking of experimenting with it yourself?
Yeah, I really should set his settings to not do a follow-up.
Yeah, because he does. So what are you thinking about doing, Daniel?
Where would I do that? Let's see. New conversation, new page, co-pilot. Settings. The little gear down here. No, that just changes the voice.
Hey again, Daniel.
Nope. Sorry. I was looking for a way to give you some special instructions.
No worries at all. Feel free to throw any instructions my way. I'm all ears. If there's something specific you want me to do or a particular direction to take, just let me know and we can roll with it.
No, like in normal Copilot at work, I could like have a user setting where I could just give you a standard set of instructions that I always want to be followed. After you're done answering a question, don't ask me a follow-up. Something like that, like an instruction.
Oh, I hear you. Kind of like a standing order to skip the follow-up questions if that's what you prefer. In a normal chat scenario, that would be super easy to do, and I just follow that guideline. But here, it's a bit of a different vibe. I'm always aiming to keep the conversation flowing naturally. So if you have any preferences in mind, just let me know. I'm all about making the chat comfortable for you.
Okay. I would prefer it if when you're done answering a question that you don't ask me a follow-up question.
Absolutely. Got it. I'll just keep things straightforward and answer your questions without tagging on any follow-ups. So from here on out, I'll just give you the info you're looking for and leave it at that. Thanks for letting me know.
Now, would you like to ask me a question? I don't know why.
He didn't ask a follow-up question.
I know. So it works.
Now, do you have the same thing in Gemini that there is in ChatGPT where you can open new chats?
Oh, this wasn't Gemini. I can't get any of the browser-based things to pick up my microphone, you know what I'm saying? Because Zoom is using my microphone, Chrome won't access it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm using Copilot. I'm using Microsoft Copilot built into Windows 11. That's the only one that I can get to.
ChatGPT, basically.
Yeah, this is just free. This is free Copilot. I don't even have a paid Windows account. So it's like, this is just regular Copilot from your Windows app, from your Windows machine. What I pay for is Gemini, and everything else I do is Gemini. So that's the one LLM. I can't say that because I still have a fucking ChatGPT subscription. I need to cancel it. I just keep forgetting. That should have been my New Year's resolution, is to cancel contracts.
Could have been.
Like, just go through and just cancel everything. And then
you know what you could do that with? Back. Rocket Money.
It's not very good. It's like I have Rocket Money and it's not very good. Would you like to unsubscribe from this automatically? Yes. And it's like, oh, something went wrong. You're going to have to call. It's like, it's always something.
They were recently able to cancel my Planet Fitness subscription.
Oh, good.
Which I thought you have to walk into the actual Planet Fitness that you subscribe to do that. Yeah. So I don't know if they sent someone there.
They probably,
I don't know what they did.
They were probably just like, look, you get sued on this all the time and you lose. It's just like, just cancel the damn thing. let's see. Was there anything else there were some things that I had. So during the holidays, we went up to St. Louis and, Illinois and Missouri to visit Zach's parents. And we were staying in the Renaissance Hotel in St. Louis. So it's the airport Renaissance Hotel, which is the hotel we stay at every year. It's nice. It's a Sheraton. And it's a nicer hotel. So we stay there, and it's very close to the airport, and it's close to the rental car places and stuff like that. And this time, they had made the decision to switch over to liquids in the shower.
Okay.
So instead of there being bars of soap.
The little squeeze bottle things.
Instead of there being bars of soap, there's a thing bolted to the shower wall that are pumped. There's three different pumps.
Yeah.
So... And you see these things in a lot of hotels. A lot of hotels do this now. What I don't understand. Take a guess. Take a guess first. Let me go on this little side trip here and hope I don't forget where I was going. What percentage of adults wear glasses?
75%.
75%.
Maybe it's more like 60-something, but...
Hello, Daniel.
Hey, what percentage of American adults wear glasses?
It turns out that about 64% of American adults wear prescription glasses. 64%. So basically a pretty solid majority of people in the U.S. are rocking frames to see better.
Right.
Kind of interesting to think about how common it is, right?
Yeah.
What got you curious about that?
Oh, shut up. Anyway.
He asked a follow-up question.
I know, because I relaunched it. Here's the thing, Adam. Over half of adults wear glasses, which means over half of adults are not wearing their glasses in the shower. The thing that annoys me, and the thing that I wrote down to talk about here, is I don't give a shit who made the soap. And yet, the person that made the soap's name is so big that I can read it without glasses. So it's like Paul Mitchell or, you know, Fedora, whatever brand name that the soap is, I can easily read without my glasses. But as to which one is the body soap and which one is the shampoo and which one is the conditioner, I can't read it without my glasses because it's written really fucking tiny down. And there's like no standard. There's like, oh, well, the soap is always on the left and the shampoo is always on the right, right? It's like, and the conditioner's in the middle. Like there's no standard there. I've seen it in every configuration. And why? More than half of people can't read it without their glasses.
You're going to work that into your clean five?
Into my clean five?
Or whatever you call it.
I don't know.
You know,
it was just so annoying to me.
I just thought.
Think
about this.
Just now.
Some of those hotels that have that, it would be possible for a person to open those containers. And I was just thinking, some really nasty, mean kid.
Yeah.
Could like pee in it.
Yeah.
Somebody could come in it.
Yeah.
There could be really gross fluids in those. And they wouldn't know.
No, it wouldn't.
So they wouldn't clean it. Because they don't change the entire bottle for every customer.
It's true.
That's the whole point.
It's true.
So really, we probably shouldn't be using those.
What? Yeah. We shouldn't?
Ugh.
I feel like...
I don't want somebody's fluid.
All right. Whoa. First off, you've completely made up a scenario whereby you can just take them off the wall and unscrew it and then somehow pee in it somehow aim your cum to go into the little hole or whatever. So, I find it highly suspicious
Blend right into conditioner.
Suspicious that anyone would give a shit enough to do it. Number two, it's soap. It's like, it's going to disinfect whatever goes into it. It's it's urine. It's going to stink or whatever, but it's not like the bacteria would live in the soap. So it's like, it's not.
Most soap nowadays is not antibacterial.
It doesn't need to be antibacterial. That's why most soap isn't, because it doesn't need to be. It's like, lye will actually like rip the bacteria apart, right? It doesn't need to be antibacterial. But
just the thought, it's got to have happened before.
No, it hasn't.
At some point. You don't think it's ever happened?
I don't know. I find it highly unlikely.
I've mentioned it. Now one of our listeners is going to do it.
I wouldn't be surprised if those shampoos and had a coloration scheme whereby like ammonia would turn it a different color so that it was visibly a different color if someone had peed in it or something like that. Kind of like pool water. Like there's a treatment you can do in pool where it's like if someone pees in the pool, literally the water around them changes color. I have been, did you watch the Stranger Things?
Yeah. Can we pause for like a minute? Cause I bought a brownie from Domino's and I really want to get it.
I mean, sure. I mean, what you're saying is that a brownie is more important than me.
No, I'm saying I want to get the brownie and enjoy the brownie.
No, I'm used to it. I'm used to it. It's fine.
I'll be right back.
It's fine. That's it. It's what my parents said before they died. He's not getting a brownie. He has to pee at a shampoo dispenser. Oh, I need to, I have questions about the Hara Hotel. And I had texted Fatty earlier to see if he was available to answer those questions. But apparently he had already taken his going to bed pills because he has not answered me. Oh, Gary's back. Hi, Gary. I think Kathy Marshall is here, but not listening on Discord. So she could chat the Discord, but she's not listening on Discord. I think that's what I understood. Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. I've never been to a Hara Hotel, but I did the Worthington Resort in Fort Lauderdale, which may be close. I never went to the Worthington Resort in Fort Lauderdale. The Hara Hotel is really just like an old hotel. Like an old Days Inn that has been renovated or whatever, but it still looks like a Days Inn, you know what I'm saying? But the rooms have been renovated and, you know, the landscaping has been redone and it's nice and, you know, it has the playrooms and stuff like that. But, you know, it is what it is, right? Someone bought an old hotel and did what they could with it. And so, how is your brownie?
That's good.
So, on two different occasions, there was a podcasting joke being made. And you don't normally see podcasting jokes, right? So it's like it kind of sticks out and everything. But in December, there were two of them, Adam. Number one. Oh, shit. Did I forget number one?
Well, then go on to number two.
Okay. I remember what number one was. Number one was...
And I thought we were talking about Stranger Things.
Yeah, we are. We're going to talk about Stranger Things. Okay. But number one, because Stranger Things was number two. So number one was this Civil War film by, what's his name? Ken Burns, this Revolutionary War. It's the new PBS series that just came out, you know, so it's like a 9-part series on the Civil War and whatever. And one of the tech podcasts I was listening to, there's a younger person on there, and she was just like, yeah, I don't get the whole, it's like, he could have just made a podcast. It's literally just still images. Like the rest of it is. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like the whole fucking Ken Burns thing is just a podcast. It's just like, you don't need the pictures. The pictures are like secondary to everything. Cause it's just the same 9 pictures over and over.
But that's like saying a movie could just be made into a podcast.
No, like, cause there is no movie. Dialogue. No, cause in movies, things move. But in a, you know, in these Ken Burns shows, there's not, he doesn't do reenactments. So he's just taking old photographs and, you know, and it's like, it's not video in it because there was no film or anything back then. Like, so it doesn't move or whatever. Anyway, so that was number one. The podcast joke was, I was just like, you're absolutely right. Number two, the podcast joke was, came from the finale of Stranger Things. Now, did you see the finale of Stranger Things?
Yes, but I don't remember a podcast joke. But
so the podcast joke. No, this is a meme afterwards, like the people making a podcast joke. But there were in the penultimate episode when the two girls, Holly and Redhead. What's Redhead's name?
Michelle.
No, the redhead that was in the coma.
Laverne.
No, it's not Laverne. It's like
Trixie.
No, it's you're not even. Naming people that were on the show. Anyway, I'll think of it. But when they were in the upside down and they had their portals to get back to their bodies in the real worlds or whatever, it was, oh, you've got to hurry. These things will close. You got to hurry. Time is of the essence. And then they spent 10 minutes doing exposition, right? They were not in a hurry. They were just making a speech for 10 minutes while these portals were behind them.
Yeah, I recall thinking those might close.
So somebody made a little, you know, meme where it's like the two portals are there and the girls were sitting there with headphones and doing a little podcast, right? She's like, let's do a podcast about our feelings now in this sensitive moment. So those are the two podcast jokes that I saw in there. But it's like, I feel like in the finale of Stranger Things that, do you remember, I'm going to pivot again, but do you remember the All Good Things, the ending of Star Trek Next Generation? This is the one where Q comes to Captain Picard and takes him through three distinct timelines to figure out what this anomaly is that the Enterprise is facing. And it turns out that it's like a cyclical loop that they caused it themselves in.
I think so.
And the answer to it is that the three different timeline datas all figured out the same problem and fixed it. Anyway, that dealt with three different stories, three different timelines, and they seamlessly kind of pivoted between them, right? To the point that when you go back and watch it, even to this day, you don't feel shortchanged by any of the timelines, right? You're like that. Like, I feel like each timeline got a thing. I feel Stranger Things final episode, once they got off the top of the radio tower and started walking towards what we now know is the Mind Flayer, but what looked like a big tree.
Yeah.
They were walking towards that tree for like 90 minutes. It's like there was like time you went back to them, their stories, like, they were just stopping.
They were walking slow.
They were just stopping and having big conversations, like a big, you know, like laying out all these things. And it was just like, oh my God. It's just like,
it's like they should have been there 20 minutes ago.
It was just,
they weren't that far from the tree.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they didn't do a good job of bouncing between. I mean, they have a huge cast and they have to show you what each, you know, group is doing. And I get that. But I feel like we got to that group way too early because they weren't in sync with everybody else. So you had to just keep like showing them walking the same distance forever. Overall, I thought it was good finale. Yeah. Did you like it?
I liked it. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
What?
I don't know. Go ahead.
So I had said earlier that if somebody reminded me, that I would tell you about the leather thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it dawned on me that I don't have any leather. And the attire for the pig pen or whatever is, I've got the email right here. I can tell you. The attire for the pig pen is underwear, fetish gear, leather, or less.
All right. So, I mean, you could just wear underwear or be naked.
Yeah. I could wear a jock, right? I could wear a jock strap and a shirt or whatever. And it's like, that would count. That would be fine. Which is fine. Other than the fact that it's going to be 40 fucking degrees outside.
I mean, is there like a bouncer there? Like,
there is.
You can't go in. Oh, yep, there is.
There is.
Okay.
So anyway, primarily the bouncer's there to make sure that you're a guest of the hotel and that you're not like some random person from the club. They have two nightclubs attached to the property, so you make sure you're not just someone that came in from the nightclub. But I was just like, all right, well, I should get a leather thing. So I was like, all right, I'll get a vest. So I got a leather vest. And it's horrible. It looks dumb. It doesn't fit right. So I start asking Gemini, I'm just like, you know, what the hell? Why does this look like a bad Klingon, you know, cosplay outfit with like the shoulders are sticking way out and it's like, it's very stiff. And it's like, you know, when you sit down,
would you buy it on Amazon or something? Or
I bought it online, not Amazon. I bought it from the Milwaukee leather company or something?
I mean, I think if you want a really good one that's fitted well, there are leather stores.
There are, Adam, but it doesn't matter. Even there, actually, it turns out that, that's what happens, right? And leather vests relax as you wear them and move them around and stretch the fibers and stuff because it's hide. But it takes a long time. Like, it's not, you know, so I'm like, all right, well, I only have like 8 days. So it's like, what can I do to speed this process along? And it's like I'm supposed to wear it every day.
Are you sleeping in it?
they did, you know, say if, yeah, you could sleep in it. That would, you know, the heat from your body and then you turning and everything would help the fiber stretch or anything. You can put it outside in the sunlight for, you know, like 20 minutes or so and then put it on and, you know, like get it to form into your body. And it's like, you can use a hair dryer to heat it up, and whatnot. So I've been stretching it. I've been, today I, put it on and fell asleep on the couch watching, some TV. So that was, you know, I was sleeping in it. Right. So, and it does after several days of wearing it, you know, a little bit, it does look less horrible. So we'll see. Also, you're supposed to just like take it and like twist it and like roll it like a towel and like try to twist it and then roll it the other way and try to twist it. And so I've done that occasionally and whatnot. So we'll see. But yeah, it's coming up, man. Cause it's like, I gotta leave on Thursday. So that means
you're driving.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You said you were driving. How long of a drive is that? Cause that's past Fatty's.
Yeah. It's,
you said Fatty's was like 6 hours away. So, and it's further than he is.
It is, but right? It's not, but it's not like, not in the same way. Like he's not right next to it. So he has to travel a distance to get there as well. Right. But, you know, it's 6 hours and let's see, it's the Metropolis, the Metropolis.
So is it south of Fatty?
It's the Metropolis. It's the Metropolis complex in Augusta, Georgia. Directions from home to there, 6 hours and 30 minutes. So it's a little bit north of Charleston, but way further west because it's, you know, Charleston's on the coast. Augusta is in the middle of the state. Well, not in the middle of the state, but it's right on the border of South Carolina and Georgia. Like I think half the town is in South Carolina and half the town is in Georgia.
When he says the Metropolis, I'm trying to remember that really is the name of it.
The Metropolis
Entertainment Complex.
Yes. What's their website?
Metropoliscomplex.com.
Is it?
Yep.
It is. Yeah. And I will be staying at so if you go to the property, I'll be staying at the Parliament Resort. And then you can see on the Parliament property, there's a pool.
Yep.
And it's basically an old Days Inn or whatever. Oh, but then there's photos of the pig pen also.
Oh, yeah.
But not a picture of the maid. Excuse me. But yeah, so I will have fun.
You can tell us all about it in the after show of the next.
Yeah, I'm going to, I also bought some boots, which definitely need to be broken in because I've I did this thing where I told Zach, he was talking about the bread service at Sanaa and how he wanted it. But we had to wait till the next cheat day. And I was just like, well, we could go on marathon weekend because it'll be the day before your full marathon, right?
Yeah.
So you can carbo load on the bread service. And
and are you like carbo loading sympathetically?
Oh, it's a cheat day. No, it's Saturdays are cheat days.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, we can do that. And so I had made the reservation. And so we were talking about it yesterday. And then today I was like, wait, what time was the reservation? And I brought it up in the Disney app. I made the reservation for like the 24th of January.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh shit. And I know he's really looking forward to going. And so I had to scrap, but luckily I found like a 12:05 reservation.
Oh, good, good. Wow.
And I think the previous, the one that I had for the 24th, I think it was like 11:45. So it's basically, it's like 20 minutes later, but at least we can go this Saturday.
And it's the day before his race, right?
Yeah. So he's running the half tomorrow. So yeah, like he's already gone to bed, but it's like, yeah. So he's getting up in another two hours. Yeah. So 2 hours from now, he's getting up and going to run his half marathon.
Cool.
And, I'm not going to go spectate, but tomorrow when he runs his full marathon, I will be going to Epcot. And then I will be taking a monorail to the Magic Kingdom, and I will be going down Main Street, which he'll be running down Main Street. So I will see him and cheer him on Main Street, and then I will go back to the monorail and go back to Epcot. And then I will meet him in the reunion area at the finish line. So, so I'll go cheer him on, over on his first full marathon on Sunday.
Nice.
So
we'll have fun.
And let me tell you, if as much as I'm bitching about the number of stupidly boring hours that I'm putting in training for the half, it's like, yeah, he's putting in more training the full. And it's just like, I can't. I don't want to do anything for 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if it was a 4 hour movie, I'd be like, it's 4 fucking hours. It's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to just run for 4 hours. It's just, anyway, how was your brownie?
It was good. I have one left, but I'm out of drink. So I'm going to go to bed soon, so I'll probably finish it and have a drink.
Okay, good night.
Well, soon. I didn't mean like you had to like hang up right then, but...
Do you want to know the rest of the itinerary?
Sure.
Or do you not care? If you don't care, then it's fine.
I care.
It does have Fatty's fingerprints all over it. Like, it does seem like...
Oh, for sure. Yeah. He's their cruise director. Yeah. And didn't somebody say this is... The whatever this weekend was his baby.
Oh, could be. I mean, I know
somebody
he is
in the chat room said that.
He is a sponsor of this weekend because they already have their rooms assigned. Let's see. So on Thursday, like I said, I won't get there until late. Friday, however, the leather fetish market is going to be open. The poolside cafe will be open at 4 p.m. Oh, wait. So the Poolside Cafe does open for lunch. So it is open for lunch at noon. And it's going to be open for breakfast. And so the Poolside Cafe will be open at breakfast from 7 to 10, and then lunch from noon to 2, and then dinner from 4 to 9. But they are doing a free pizza on Friday night at 7. And then they're doing a bonfire over at the resort fire pit, which is over in the campground area. Once again, the newly renovated Edge nightclub will open at 9 and the Pigpen will open at 10. Then on Saturday...
So can people who come to Edge nightclub go into the Pigpen from Edge nightclub?
I think... If you have a membership,
people who are staying.
No, you don't have to stay at the but you do have to be a member. So it's if you're a member, you have to pay. It's a paying membership thing.
I see. Okay.
But as a hotel guest, it's included with your with your hotel thing.
Yeah.
For the time that you're there. So on Saturday is really kind of the same thing, right? It's like the fesh. But then there's this thing. At noon, there's Mr. Friendly. I don't know who this is. Jack Garcia of Team Friendly Florida in lounge area across from the cafe. There will be a door prize drawing for those in attendance.
Oh. So this is a porn star that's doing a meet and greet?
I don't know. Jack Garcia of Team Friendly Florida. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
You can Google it maybe. There's a free HIV testing from 1 to 4 p.m. At 2 p.m., there's a leather cocktail crawl, which starts at room 3 and it ends in the pig pen. And then from 4 to 9 is the cafes open. The Capri Lounge opens at 4. Happy hour pricing at the Capri. 7 p.m., there's a free pulled pork supper.
7 p.m. is Fatty's bedtime.
In the lounge.
He's got to have the pulled pork supper first.
And then 8 p.m. bonfire again.
That's Fatty's bedtime.
Same thing. And then Sunday, I'm leaving. So Sunday, but there's the cafe is open for breakfast. And
cool.
Whatever. So yeah, it'll be a fun weekend.
We'll have fun.
We'll see. We'll see. It looks like, on Scruff, you can.
I think Gay Country West will be there.
Really?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think Fatty was saying he was, maybe I could be wrong.
Well,
I totally could be wrong, but for some reason I think that.
That's fine. I haven't seen Wes in yars and yars. So yeah, as long as Baron Frosty's not there.
I don't think he hasn't been mentioned that I can recall.
Did he mention that I was going?
No, not.
No. Oh.
Not that I know of. Let's see. I mean, I may be an episode or two behind. I'm all I missed was today's episode. So
that's fine. He doesn't have to. Throughout the weekend, basic boot blacking services will be offered at a reasonable price. Also private photo sessions by Christopher Williams of Male Boudoir.
Oh, cool. Those are like photos for guys who need them for Grindr and stuff like that.
Special guest Jordan Marlowe will be in attendance for most events. Let's see. Who is that? Jordan Marlowe. Sounds like a character out of, Foundation, right? Bring me Jordan. That was Hober Mallow, but close. Jordan Marlowe. Is this him on Instagram? I don't have Instagram, so I don't know that I can see. Nope, that's a woman. I'm going to assume that Jordan Marlowe is a porn person. Jack Garcia of Team Friendly Florida. Let's see what that is. Jack Garcia.
Or is it just some random person they found?
Could be.
Jack Garcia from Friendly, Texas or whatever.
He's an HIV AIDS advocate and community leader. He's a retired FBI agent.
Huh. So he's just going to be standing over there talking to people?
I guess. That's going to be a presentation, a Mr. Friendly presentation by Team Friendly. Let's see, Team Friendly.
I assumed some of these events, especially the ones that had porn stars,
if
the porn stars play with each other on the stage or... You know, whatever.
I feel like, all right, so Team Friendly or Mr. Friendly kind of sounds like, Paws Friendly, right? So, and he's an HIV AIDS activist, right? So it's like, it's probably just one of those like, hey, here's how to play with people who have, who are positive, but are not, whatever. I mean, at this point, I'm on, prep and doxy if I need it, right? So it's like, and I I've just been, when they were trying to diagnose that last thing, they were just like, they've given me every STD test imaginable. So.
We're good.
I am.
All right. Well, I am going to go to bed.
Well, fine, Adam. Have a good night.
It has been good talking to you, and have fun.
I will.
And tell Big Fatty I said hello.
I mean, you could tell him that yourself, but.
Well, I can't come to that.
Oh, you don't have it. You can call him and tell him that.
Well, yeah, but you're going to see him.
I will.
So, you know, give him, tug his balls for me. And.
Ooh, no. Okay. Good night, chat room. It was so nice.
Good night, chat room.
For you to hang out. Lamont Cranston was awake almost the entire time.
Was he?
Yeah, because when you went to go get a brownie, he says, you're not going to go get a brownie. You have to go pee in the shampoo dispenser. Anyway, good night, chat room. Nice of you to be here.